Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The mayor of Timmins says the city can and will grow as it recovers from COVID-19. George Peary made those predictions in his State of the City address to the Chamber of Commerce. He outlined how Timmins already has some of the facilities to expand the economy and thrive. The mayor says by working together, the future of Timmins involves growth, technology, immigration, and small business.
I see a future where the world will come to us and ask us, how did we do this? And most importantly, how can we invest in this city?
Following the speech, Mayor Peary, City CAO Dave Landers, Chamber President Rob Knox, and CAO Keitha Robson held a fireside chat, recreating one of their monthly meetings to discuss topics of mutual concern. Mayor Peary had what he called great news prior to last night's regular council meeting. First, he announced that he had just received email from long-term care minister Paul Calandra with approval for a new Golden Manor with 15 more beds than the current 177. And Peary presented Councillor John Curley with a certificate from Municipal Affairs Minister Steve Clark, recognizing Curley's quarter century on council.
On behalf of the government of Ontario, thank you for your outstanding work in helping to build strong communities in Ontario.
The meeting also featured prize presentations related to the BIA's Santa Claus Parade this past November. Photos of all of this are on our website. If under provincial legislation, Timmins City Council becomes a lame duck later this year, certain decisions will belong to CAO Dave Landers. Those decisions include hiring and firing and certain large expenditures. Clerk Steph Palmateer outlined the process to council last night. The first scenario comes when nominations for the October 24th election close on August 19th.
If two-thirds of council were not eligible to be re-elected, council would be in a lame duck position.
The second scenario is if 7 of the 9 current members aren't re-elected, it would last until the new council takes office about a month later. Finally, this afternoon, the Freedom Convoy costs the City of Ottawa over $30 million. City Hall says every day of the 3-week occupation cost at least $1 million. Expenses include additional police costs, and they went up when extra officers were brought in to help shut the protests down. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.